Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy B. Scott has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
You ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it is Wednesday. That means our guy Brandon Scott is in the building with us for his Texans report. And B. Scott, I kind of want to get with it with you and start off with this. We've heard, I think, for the last couple of days, and I would even push this out to even the past maybe week and a half, we've kind of heard from different members of the Texans, from the head coach to the quarterback, to coordinators, everybody. Heard from D'Amico and CJ today. They are 0-2 right now, and they need a W. They need a win big time, you know, for a lot of different reasons. What's the feel? And you've covered these guys since they've been here. What's the feel of the energy you're getting from the Texans that we're hearing from as they are trying to dig out of this? Oh, I'm sorry. It's not a hole. That's not what D'Amico said. They're trying to get out of this 0-2 start.
They sound pressed to me.
Yeah.
Like they sound.
This sounds different than what you've.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been this bad because if we're being honest about it, there is a carryover from last year. We always talk about, hey, new year, new season. We're not going to think about last year, whether it's good or bad. We're going to put it behind us. But when the previous season ends poorly, specifically on the offensive side of the ball, when the previous season ends poorly, you make such drastic changes that the Texans did make in the offseason, and then the next season starts, let's just be honest, not hot, not great. You know, whether you want to call it poorly or whole, however you want to characterize it, ain't good. Whatever it is, I feel like all of that is compounding. Okay, and now the decision makers, both from in terms of personnel and the decision makers on the field. Okay, so now I'm talking about CJ Stroud, from D'Amico Ryans to CJ Stroud. Everybody, I think, feels pressed to sort of get this thing right. Not just I think for the public perception, but for themselves as well. Kind of prove it to themselves as well. I think CJ Stroud now has gone a stretch here where he has not played his best ball, and it ain't just two games. It ain't just the two games that we're watching here so far this regular season. It dates back to the end of last season since he's actually looked like himself, or the himself that we thought he was becoming when he was a rookie.
Do you think that the dynamic between the two you know, faces, D'Amico and CJ, do you think that dynamic between coach and quarterback has shifted?
I don't see how it hasn't, or how it couldn't. If shifted is not the right word, I definitely think that it has evolved, right? I think that from, you know, when you're a rookie, you come in green and you're just kind of, you don't know what you don't know. You're just glad to be here. I think the difference now is that, you know, D'Amico always felt ownership of this thing because he's the head coach.
Yeah.
But CJ Stroud, I think, has now adopted the same sort of level of leadership and ownership of what's going on. I don't know how much is colliding necessarily, but it's definitely different. It definitely feels different. There definitely is some difference in how they present. You know, D'Amico, not an emotions on the sleeve type of guy, gonna try to give you the most even-keeled response and demeanor as he possibly can. And CJ Stroud, for better or worse, if he's in a good mood, you're going to know it. And if you're not, you're going to know it. And that's, I would say that's the difference between the two guys.
He even tried today not to give you nothing, but you can see it was written.
Oh, I mean.
He is hot over there. Speaking of CJ, Brandon Scott with us, Texans report. I know for you, like most everyone, was really, really high on CJ, especially coming out of that rookie season. Are you at any level concerned by what you're seeing from him in particular? Not all the other stuff. From him in particular, have you reached a place where you're starting to get concerned at all about his play?
Yeah, I mean, the offense don't score touchdowns. Sometimes they don't score at all in a whole half. You know, so like it's hard not to be as concerned as we, I think, all are about the offense and not be concerned about the quarterback, especially when you have this much of a pattern of it, right? It's not just some one-off. I can remember doing shows with you, Clint, early on last year when you said something. I barked at you at the time, but it ended up revealing itself to be true, go figure. But at the time, you were like, I need C.J. Stroud to play more like C.J. Stroud of his rookie year. And up until that point, I think we were like four games in. I was like, well, Clint, I think he mostly is. I mean, it's not all looking great, but I think he mostly is. And then sure enough, as the season went on, that my side of the argument got harder and harder and harder to make. And I think it's way harder now. That's been a year ago. So, yeah, no, I felt great about him. Still feel pretty good about him because of the rookie year that we saw. Like, yeah, we don't get to erase that. But, no, this is concerning. This is, there is a trend. There is a pattern here that does not make you feel good.
You know, since you brought that up, it is interesting. I'm just now thinking about this, kind of thinking out loud. It is, you know, then when you and I were having that conversation, I was responding to the five-headed monster, and we're going to be more aggressive, and we're going to stretch the field. In my mind, I'm going, okay, let's see how this is this going to be better approach than the other one? Let's see kind of deal. The difference between then and now is I expected it then. This year, all signs pointed towards being more like year one, being more like Tom Brady, being more like take what they give you. We even heard them saying those things. And so I'm not surprised back then last year that it wasn't coming to fruition right in front of our face. Like, I wasn't seeing more of what I wanted to see. I'm shocked that I'm not seeing more of what. I'm surprised. Second and seven, B. Scott, we max protect and run two guys 20-plus yards deep, never look at the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, I'm shocked that we're seeing those things and not, like, a constant, like, constant effort, almost overdoing it, point of, man, we're going to throw too many screens. Hey, man, we're going to run it too much. Hey, man, we're going to have five receivers on the field, and they're all going to be five-yard routes. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's – I'm surprised that we're not seeing an overreaction to correcting last year's problems, and it's really more of what we saw last year.
Yeah, so I got at least two, maybe three concerns about C.J. Stroud, just to be specific about it. Number one, the whole ball placement specialist thing and the accuracy. Like, and there's a lot of things we might be able to attribute that to. Maybe it's a – not feeling comfortable with what's around you, maybe not feeling as comfortable with the play call, with the actual throwing decision that you're making. But whatever it is, just on the outside looking at it, he doesn't look as accurate as he did as a, you know, his scouting report and as he did as a rookie.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like he's locking in on a read a little bit more so, and that's not the CJ that I thought I was coming to know or thought that was developing. You know, matter of fact, as a rookie, he seemed like he was maybe overly developed in that way, or definitely more so developed than we were giving him credit for going in. Oh my God. Yeah, that was Jordan's ankle. Every time I see Jordan's ankle on a replay, it jars me. Like, it's even worse. But then the third thing on CJ would be his pocket presence. And you could tell me better on this, Clint, than I would. I'm just kind of a layman watching. He doesn't look comfortable back there. Like, he's either making poor decisions, inaccurate, the feet are jumpy. The feet were choppy last year. So all of those things, the accuracy, the decision-making, the locking in on the receiver, and then his feet, you know, and I'm not trying to be like super mechanical guru here, but it just does not look the way it did as a rookie. It seems like those are not areas I would expect a guy to regress the further he gets along in his career.
Well, to me, I mean, the obvious answer for me is you're seeing a guy that's having to actually be responsible for protections and communications and stuff. Now, where before it was just like, hey, my center got that. Let me check out the coverage. We're seeing some safety rotation. Is the corner shaded inside or outside? Hey, man, where am I going to go with this ball? Where now he's spending a lot of his time figuring out what the hell's going on right there in the box. And then all of a sudden, when it comes time, you look up and there's 5 seconds on the play clock and you got to snap that thing. Oh, hell, like, what coverage are they in? And, you know, where's Nico? And what, you know, what are we doing? So it's a lot when you start doing, when you ask a quarterback to do everything that he's, I think he's being asked to do. So, It's a tough watch right now, man, and you know, hopefully this is one of those situations where it can get better quick and in a hurry as it needs to.
The one optimistic part about it for me is that I still see glimpses. Like, he, with all of this that we're talking about, he still has these moments where he'll zip a throw in there, he'll fit one into a tight window, and you're like, oh yeah, that's right, that's who the guy is.
Yeah.
But I was talking to you about this run the other day. Like, it's a repeatability thing. It's like, the rookie year, it felt like, oh, this is consistent.
Mm-hmm.
This is repeatable from week to week, from game to game, play to play, week to week. Right now, it's just like spotty. Yeah. You see glimpses of it, but it's nowhere near as consistent as they need to be just to, damn, score the ball, much less win some games, like score some points.
Well, there's got to be – you just got to get bored with it, right? I mean, I thought one of the catchiest phrases that we heard them play was or say, I think it was his rookie year, was – you know, get comfortable with the board stuff, right? Yeah. Just stay right there. That means you are playing winning football. And that means, hey man, if you can fit it in to Dalton Schultz on that flat route right now for a 3 or 4 yard game, fit it in there. Don't wait to throw it over the middle and hold the football and potentially take a sack. You know, that kind of stuff has to they gotta get back to that.
B. Scott, they've said this and it is factually correct. They've talked about, man, we're close, we're right there, a couple of plays here, and yes, they lost 14-9 to the Rams, they lost by a point on Monday to the Bucks. When you're watching the games, do you feel like they're close? Do you feel like all right, man, damn it, they played two really good playoff teams from last year and just a couple of plays here or there. Do you feel like they're close?
No. I mean, it doesn't – look, maybe it's a credit to them to make the score look close and to make it look closer than it actually was, but just from watching both games, okay, the Rams game, felt like the first half was close, and they even won the first half if I'm remembering correctly, but the first half looked close. The second half, the Rams just like a flat-out better team, like a better football team from the second half. So there's – half of it looked close, half of it did not. This game, I know they lost by 1 point, but I'm watching these defensive tackles get pushed into the linebacker's
lap. They had a lead with
9 seconds
left.
Yeah, the special teams flipped it on its head.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ted, I mean, yeah. Really, to be honest with you.
Special Ted, then there was a series of special teams plays that were both made by you and not made by them. Like special teams in general, good for you, bad for them, flip the game in terms of the score and the actual result. But like when they had the ball, this guy that was sitting behind me in the Odyssey suite, every time I'd say, man, I'm nervous. Every time they had the ball. Do you think the Bucs fans were nervous when the Texans had the ball? Mm-hmm. At what point were they nervous? Maybe in that first drive and after that, looks like it's going to be a shootout. Yeah. They're like, oh, here we go again, just like 2 years ago. Yeah. But after that, there was no reason to be nervous if you were a Bucs fan.
Let me respond to one thing you said, because I think it's really good, B. Scott, is you talk about the one-score games, the close games, right? And What I personally believe, I don't mean however anybody else wants to, like, I believe D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio put this team in a position where they're going to play in place close games. They're a good enough roster, top to bottom. I mean, you got your starting safeties playing special teams. You got some dudes on special. Like your depth is next level. Your roster is really, really, really good, right? I think those two guys put this organization in a spot where close games are going to happen. They're not going to get blown out. The close games are going to happen. The stuff that we keep harping on, and people are saying, oh, don't panic. No, this is what's going to win and lose games for the Texans. This is how it's going
to
be.
Well, along that logic, if you're built to play in close games, then you also need to be built to do what you like to call the simple things, savage. Like,
yes.
It's going to be the simple things that's going to be the difference.
Yes.
Having a red zone offense, being able to convert once you're not just to say, hey, we're moving the ball. Well, they don't give you points for moving the ball. They give you points for getting in the end zone or kicking it up the uprights. That's how you get points, not for just moving the ball. So they got to do some of the more simple things a lot better if they're going to be built this way.
All right, B. Scott, man, we appreciate you. We'll see what they do. Make sure you take a listen to him Friday as he is on In the Loop. 11 o'clock.
I'm on it. Paint and Pendergast in the morning.
Paint and Pendergast in the morning.
Yeah,
there you go.
Paint and Pendergast. Yeah, man.
And then
in the big boy chair.
So catch him tomorrow. Aye. And then 11 o'clock on Friday, as he's there each and every Friday on In the Loop, as I'm sure you'll hear more of his thoughts on the Texans. All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire. We'll get you ready for this one tonight. Some injury updates as well with the Astros and injury updates with the Texans as well. That's coming up as we continue. Little 5 o'clock fire coming up next.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.